In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This is a long story that we've just heard, and a difficult one. It is, as always, a little surprising to hear this saga, which extends all the way to the death of Jesus on Palm Sunday. After all, didn't we just do a triumphant march into church with our palms? Aren't we supposed to be celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem? The answer is a resounding yes, but. Yes, we celebrate Jesus coming into Jerusalem to the adulation of the crowds. But we cannot appreciate the exquisite irony of that ride into the city with the crowds cheering and waving those branches of palms and putting them in their clothes on the ground if we didn't know how the story was going to end. It's a feeling of the world turned upside down when we move so quickly from cheers and adulation to arrest, trial, torture, and death. And the telling of the whole story is necessary for us to understand what this week is about. It is a preview of the week to come. But not quite a preview. When we go to the movies and they flash the previews of other movies that are coming in the coming weeks and months, they just give us the hottest moments, the most excitement, the greatest pathos to draw us in. But this is very different. What we do today is not teasers or trailers or previews. What will happen to the Lord next after he goes to Jerusalem? But the whole story, every single bit of it. The dinner, the praying, the fear, the arrest, the ridiculous trial with its foreordained conclusion, the jeering, the pain, the screams of the crowd, the blood, the nails, the sour wine, the weeping mother, the sigh of death. The whole story, not just a sneak preview, because we need to hear it in its entirety. Cynics will say that we read the entire Passion on Palm Sunday because it is unlikely that you will be here during the services that we will have during this Holy Week. But I think it is something different. We read it because we have to know what we are facing in this hard, hard week ahead of us. Jesus knew that. The past few Sundays, the gospel readings have been full of Jesus telling his disciples that what was to come next was his death before his rising in glory. That message so disturbed the disciples that even Peter said, "Lord, don't say that." But Jesus knew that they needed to be prepared for what was his and their future. To brace themselves. And we too need to be prepared. We hear the entire Passion today so that we can face what we live with this week. Not that we can become desensitized or inured to it. No one could. but so that we can strengthen ourselves to bear to hear it and be present to it. So that we can witness the experience of Jesus' passion and walk with him in his pain. So that we can force ourselves to keep looking and not to cover our eyes or our ears. So that we can feel his agony as he always feels ours. We know what will come next Sunday. We will be with Mary Magdalene and the disciples as they discover that Jesus is not in the tomb, that he is risen glorious from the dead. But we do not get to Easter Sunday directly from the palm-waving, cheering crowds welcoming him to the city. First, we have to remember the whole story and relive it in all of its ugliness. We have to own how we human beings failed Jesus and how we continue to fail Jesus. And yet he was still willing to go to Golgotha and to the cross. We have to earn the right to see that empty tomb. So today we listen to the story again, from cheers and curses to the death rattle. We force ourselves to pay attention. Only then can we see the final part of the story. Not a clip from a preview, but the culmination of the most glorious of stories. Only then do we deserve what Jesus has given us. And then, only then, can we sing songs of joy anew. Amen.